Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the black, Barbara Zimmerman is here. We're going to NASA. There's a new class in the school. It's a future class at present to be trained to do what, Bob? Who are these people?
NASA last week introduced a new class of astronauts, 10 new astronauts as part of its astronaut program, its manned program. What was interesting about these astronauts, John, is at least one of them does not need to be trained as an astronaut. That is Anna Menon, a former SpaceX employee. She flew on one of Jared Isaacman's commercial flights. In fact, she did a spacewalk on his second flight. She actually did get into a suit and go out in space. So she's an experienced astronaut, but she applied and won and was accepted by NASA of this class of 10 astronauts for future NASA missions. And NASA wants to send astronauts, of course, on its various Artemis missions to the moon and beyond. It wants to send astronauts up to the future commercial space station, so it needs astronauts in its employee. What was interesting about this pick is two of the astronauts, not just Anna Menon, but another one, Yuri Kubo, was a SpaceX employee as well, worked 12 years with SpaceX. So that's two commercial people in a row. NASA is shifting to getting help from the commercial sector. Menon is interesting, too, because her husband already is a NASA astronaut. So they are the fourth married couple that are astronauts for NASA in the history of its astronaut corps. Shifting to commercial space, John, that's what NASA is doing right now.
NASA is giving out awards for a space telescope. Is this a big one?
This is a telescope that's been in orbit now, John, for more than a quarter century. It's called the Gerald Swift Space Telescope. It is one of the best telescopes built for low cost that has ever been launched. It was used to identify what gamma ray bursts are. It's designed to quickly look at a gamma ray burst to see where it's coming from and just get optical data about it. And it's done a lot of research, breaking research. Its orbit is decaying. It will burn up in the atmosphere sometime in 2029. So NASA has now awarded a $30 million contract, get this, to an orbital servicing startup company called Catalyst. They have not actually done any servicing missions yet, but they proposed to change their first demo mission to demonstrate rendezvous proximity technology. They proposed to upgrade that into a mission to grab Swift and raise its orbit. And NASA decided to go with them. And so sometime in 26, next year, they're going to launch this mission to try to grab Swift, which does not have a grapple attachment or a docking port, grab it and raise its orbit to keep it operational. Wish them luck, John. It's very ambitious for a startup. NASA wants to encourage these startups, once again, to shift to capitalism. There's no other way to get the spacecraft saved, so they're going to do it.
Wouldn't that be a mission for a manned mission better than a robot?
No, not at all. No, it would be much too expensive for the manned mission. We don't have the capabilities to do it manned. And the robot technology is definitely improving. We're having robots servicing satellites already. And so this technology is maturing, and NASA wants to help mature it. And this is an opportunity to do
so. Let me understand. They're going to grapple a satellite that doesn't have any handholds.
If you look at the picture on Behind the Black, you'll see that their Catalyst satellite looks like little robot arms, but they're not arms that would grab by a hand. They would look like they'll wrap around a piece of the Swift equipment that's not critical and hold it.
Okay.
That's what it looks like they're going to do. It's technology experimentation. We'll hope it works.
All right. The wind on Mars, what has it achieved?
Oh yes. Well, now the winds. We know that Mars has an atmosphere; it's very thin, and we know that there's winds that blow in a variety of directions. Well, European engineers in Denmark at a university have now developed and tested a very cute idea. They call it tumbleweed. This would be a rover that would not roll with wheels. It would instead would land, and it would roll across the surface, blown by the winds of Mars, literally like a tumbleweed. I've got a picture of one of their prototypes on Behind the Black. The idea is to send a swarm of these to Mars. They could all act as weather stations and give you a sense of the weather on Mars. It's a very brilliant idea, John, and I think this is good. We're going to see something about this develop over a period of time.
All right, we have 30 seconds. Let's go to Apophis. Who's going to do it?
There is a private mission that's proposed to go to Apophis. This is in addition to the commercial, the NASA Ceres Rex mission and the European Ramses mission. This company, X-Lab, is going to put a private small probe up there to look at Apophis when it goes by in 29. X-Lab has now signed a custom for that mission. An Australian satellite startup, Fleet Space, has agreed to fly an instrument on the X-Lab spacecraft. And this will provide additional data about Apophis while it's in orbit. So this is a private mission that's going to do an asteroid mission to a potentially dangerous asteroid.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.